And actually, that opens a door, that comment, to something that I want to point out. When it comes to training for climbing, something that's really overlooked is training the antagonist. Now, if you've read my books, I always, you know, bring the subject up, the importance of training the push muscles. You know, in climbing, we're constantly pulling. We do pull-ups in the gym, pulling when we're bouldering, or pulling when we're on the routes. We get strong, and our bodies become very much out of balance. You know, you start to develop kind of this ape-like look to your physique after a number of years. You can tell a good climber by the way they walk and their posture, because everything is so out of balance. And, you know, and those things always lead to injury, you know, almost always lead to injury. And especially when you mix that, those imbalances that develop, with really hard, stressful moves, you know, overhanging boulder problems,
right,
with your palms turned out, that Gaston type move, your elbows, you know, bat winged or chicken winged out behind you. You know, that opens up your elbow and shoulders to lots of injuries, things that can be prevented by doing some simple push training. And that's something I'm huge on. I'm constantly trying to make climbers more aware of that. Just, I'm talking a 20-minute investment 2 or 3 days a week in doing some push-ups, some dips, some shoulder presses with dumbbells, those basic push movements to develop the front side of your shoulders, your pecs, your deltoids, to balance out all those pulling motions, will lend itself to strengthening your shoulders and your elbows, hopefully preventing many injuries that we see, you know, so common among climbers. You know, those pesky A2 pulley finger injuries, there's not much you can do except, you know, have some luck, you know, and actually when you feel something tweaking, stop climbing.
Climbers don't do that.
But climbers don't do that, unfortunately. You know, no. As you get older and wiser, people our age.
You mean older and hurt, injured.
You learn to, when you feel the pangs in your fingers, you learn to say, okay, maybe this isn't the move or the route for me. But as a youngin', you just climb on. So those injuries really aren't always preventable, but the elbows and shoulders largely are, mm-hmm, by doing some simple training, antagonist training. And there's a lot of information on my websites and in my books about that.
Well, plus it seems like if, you know, in the your life experience, it seems to have there be a value there to stay in good enough shape in terms of your overall conditioning to be able to do other sports and venture out into other things of that might be interesting or new to you, and be able to pull it off without being sore or really get injured, just because you're so mono-focused and mono-developed or so linear in your development towards climbing, you're just asking to just be nothing but a climber, because you just have no muscle development or coordination for anything else and all the other great things there are to do out there aside from climbing.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you know, the